Hello everyone and welcome back to our school podcast. Today's episode is full of exciting discoveries, fascinating experiments and lots of scientific thinking because today is Science Day here at school with Year 3 and Year 4. Right now, classrooms are full of curious young scientists who are busy exploring, investigating, testing ideas and carrying out exciting experiments. Across the phase group, children are making predictions, observing changes, solving problems, and learning all about how science helps us understand the world around us. Science is all about asking questions, discovering new things, and learning through investigation. And today, our pupils are doing exactly that. We've come along to speak to some of our Year 3 and Year 4 children to hear all about the activities they are taking part in, what they are learning, and which experiments they are most enjoying. So let's put on our scientists' hats and go and meet some of our brilliant young scientists. First, we have some children from Year 3. My first question to you is, what activity are you taking part in at the moment?
Jumping beam.
Do you want to explain what the jumping beams are?
So a jumping beam is basically, you have some paper and you fold it, you have a marble, you put it inside and it just jumps all by itself.
And have you been told how it moves and how it jumps about? What's making it jump back
and forth? I think it's a magnetic marble, but we're not sure.
Oh, has the teacher told you it's magnetic? Or?
No, he didn't tell us.
Because we put a marble inside the paper and then we put it on our hand and then it starts...
It starts moving?
Yeah.
Okay, so... what if I told you it wasn't a magnet? Would you be surprised?
Yeah, maybe.
It's actually a marble that moves really fast within a small area. That's why it looks like it's jumping back and forth. Excellent, good. How about the Year 4s? What experiment did you do this morning?
So this morning, we done floating balls with marbles in it. So the first thing we had to do is to get some paper and make a boat that makes marbles float on water. So we had 6 boxes of water.
Okay.
And then there was one for each group. And then we had to put marbles in after we've made a boat. And if a boat sinks, then we have to write down how many marbles there was on the boat that was floating on the water.
Okay, good. So so before you started this experiment, did you have a question that you wanted answered?
Not really.
No. But if you were to think of a question, keeping in mind you said that marbles are floating on a boat, paper boat?
Yeah.
Yep. What could our question be?
Our question could be, why do marbles sink if there's so less sometimes?
Possibly. Any other question?
How many marbles would be possible to get on if we did it after we put the ball on the water?
Fantastic. That seems like a better question. Excellent. So my next question is, how does it feel having a whole day focused on science?
It feels interesting because we can do cool stuff. And
What's considered cool?
I'm not sure.
Different experiments?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
And even when you do experiments, you can go home and tell your mom and dad that if you can do experiments, and then you can get those experiments into your brain and then do it at home.
Excellent, I agree. Because the first experiment I did this morning was the marbles on the boat. And some of my children got very excited. I think they went up to 40 marbles. And they said, I can't wait to go home and tell my parents. So that's a really good reason why. Anyone else? Any reason why you might be excited by having a whole day of science?
It's so exciting because there is lots of different kinds of experiment, like lava lamps, bee jumps, and more.
Oh, that's an interesting one. Lava lamps. How did you make the lava lamps?
We haven't made it yet, but we're doing it in 4B.
So something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Excellent. So what I'll do is later on, I might interview you again, or I might interview someone else, and we'll find out how the lava lamps are made. Are there any specific materials or equipment that you're using for these experiments?
So in our jumping beads, we just use a marble and a paper. So we basically cut out the paper, and then we stick the paper with glue with each other, and then we put the marble in, and then we rolled up our sleeves, and then it was jumping all by itself.
Fantastic. Anyone else?
When we made the floating balls with marbles in it, so we had some piece of paper with a bag of marbles, and we had a sheet with the scores on it. So we had height, width, I can't remember what
depth.
The area. And then we had how many marbles were in the bowl before it sank.
Excellent. We are now halfway through the science day, and we will come back to some new students and find out what they have been getting up to. We now have some children from years 3 and 4 who will talk about some new experiments. So in year 3, you've done the helicopter experiment. Does someone want to explain what you did in that?
So we had a template. We had to colour it in, and then we cut it out. We were testing how many paper clips would make it go faster and would make it go slower.
So when you say paper clips, what were the paper clips attached to?
They were attached to the bottom of the helicopter.
Okay. And how did the helicopter spin? Did you have to drop it from a high place?
We had to drop it from a high place. If we dropped it from a lower place, it wouldn't spin properly. It just let go down and it wouldn't do anything.
Okay, so we got some air resistance that helps the helicopter spin. Excellent. And what was the helicopter made of?
It was like made of paper.
And did you have a template to copy from?
No, because there was the steps on the board.
Excellent, good. And how did you find that experiment? Was it fun? What did you learn?
It was fun. I learned that when you add more paper clips, it goes faster.
It goes faster with more?
Yeah.
Fantastic. And we also have some year 4 children with us, and they have been creating lava lamps. Do you want to explain what you did in that experiment?
So basically, the teacher would add a little bit of oil, and then we would add a splash of like water. Then we would add like some vitamin C tablets, and it would make like dissolve, making it like a bubble up and become like lava. Like you could see how that is like bubbles, and it, like at the bottom, the teacher said like oil at the top, water at the bottom, and when it was fully done, you could actually see the resolving of water at the bottom and the oil at the top. That was just really cool because you got to see like an actual lava lamp, but it was really hot.
Awesome. And how similar was the lava lamp you made compared to a lava lamp you might buy from the shop?
Well, the ones from the shop, the lava lamp, the lava just keeps going up and down. But with the experiment one, when the tablet was finished, like it was all gone, the lava stopped going up and down.
So are you saying the tablet that was put into the oil is what made the lava lamp work?
Yes, that's basically how we did it. And we added some food colouring as well.
And what did the food colouring do?
It just changed the colour of it.
So it just made it look more pretty?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. And what did you learn from that particular experiment?
That if you put your mind to something, you can always achieve it, and like that's the main thing for all the lessons too.
I was going to say, so you probably would apply that to all the experiments today.
Yeah.
Excellent. Before I let you go, do you know what you're doing at the end of the day?
Yeah,
we're going outside and doing fun experiments. Like I saw some things on the board, like it said big wow, and I'm wondering why it's the big wow.
So you don't know what we're going to be doing? Well, it is a fun surprise, and we're all going to be going into the playground, all the year 3 classes and all the year 4 classes, and the teachers are going to be conducting an experiment.
Yeah, I think I know what we're doing. There's some like videos on YouTube where like they dig up sand, put in the poor soldiers, and put them into the explosives. And I think I saw on the board that it says big wow, and I saw soldier and mentors. I think they're gonna just put the mentors in the explosives.
So you think it's a mentors experiment?
Yeah.
Oh, have you ever done that before?
I tried, but it didn't work out.
Okay, you've probably seen some videos online, right?
Yeah, I was like 4 when I did that, so it didn't really work.
Awesome.
My friend's done it before as well, so she told me that
it's gonna face up, the lid's gonna face upwards, then it's just gonna explode. And I think you're meant to do it upside down, then it will actually go blasting into the air.
Okay, we'll see, we'll find out in about half an hour. And before I let you go, one last question. What did you think about Mrs. Moore's pencil water experiment this morning?
I found it a bit cool because it doesn't really happen often. So it's like, it didn't explode everyone the first time, and it was shocking how it didn't.
Do you know the science behind why that happened? Why the water wasn't spilling out when you